Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 89 of Bardic Quest. Having received a mysterious invitation to a secret meeting at sundown at the Phandalin Miners Exchange, Sergei chooses to oblige and meet with his mysterious new contact. So without further ado, let's get into this week's episode of Bardic Quest. The sun is now getting quite low in the sky. It's not quite sundown, but probably not far off. What would you like to do?
Well, I believe I quite possibly have a date with another kind of destiny. Going off of the letter I received this morning, I will head to the... Was it the Miners Exchange?
It was, indeed.
I'll head to the Miners Exchange, perch up outside and just pluck... and play with the loot until anyone comes up to me. I might get out my dagger as well and just start and place it next to me somewhere, like in a bit of wood.
Okay. So, you sit outside the Miners Exchange. There's a little bit of murmuring going on from within, which eventually begins to die down as everything begins to close for the day. And then you are slowly finding yourself to be the only person, really, in the vicinity, as the night begins to slowly creep in. After a while, the Miners Exchange has been stood empty for some time. And then you see candlelight from within it.
Are there any windows to peer through?
There are.
I will take a very quick look for a window, see if I can't see anything inside.
Okay. Are you trying to do this sneakily?
Yes, I would like to try, at least.
In which case, could I get a stealth check from you?
There's a 14 plus 1 for a total of 15.
15. Okay.
Yes.
So, you have a peer through the window. And you can see within, holding a candle and stood fairly still in the center of the main room of the Miners Exchange, a singular cloaked figure standing very still.
Take the knife out of the wood. And then I will head up to the door and I'll just push the door open or pull it open, if possible.
Okay. And you hear a voice, a female voice, you believe, call out, "Who goes there?"
I will reply, the whaler.
She says, you may enter.
I will take a step in.
And as you do so, you kind of get a better view of who is under the hood of this cloak as the candlelight hits her face. And it is a face that you recognize, and a face you're not really surprised to see here at all, because it is the woman who operates this place, who you had seen here previously when you were looking for maps and things. I believe at the time, Sergei, you were actually invisible, if memory serves.
Yes. Yeah.
But you certainly recognize her. And she says to you, close that door behind you and quietly.
I'll just lift one of my feet behind me and close it with my foot.
Nice. And she says, what, may I ask, are you doing here?
I'll take out the letter. I'll just throw it in her general direction.
And she looks down at the floor at it. And then she gestures to the counter behind her and then points back to the parchment as if to tell you to pick it up and put it on the side.
I should ask you, what exactly do you want from me before I start moving things around for you?
She smiles and she says, well, I have a proposition for you.
Okay.
But
is.
I need to know more about you first.
Ask what you will.
She says, these crimes that you have been accused of. She says, between you and I. And she looks around and she says, because as you can see, there is no one else here.
No.
Between you and I, are they true?
I will flash some of the scars on my face. I'll just go, I'll let you decide for yourself.
She says, I will need an answer.
You will regard me highly if I tell you the truth, I fear. For now, I wish you to regard me as a mere vagabond.
We have uses for vagabonds.
We.
And then she chuckles to herself. She says, oh my, I fear I may have said too much already.
Indeed.
So, I'll ask again. These crimes you have been accused of, are you guilty?
More than that.
Do tell.
Guilty, yes. I'm guilty for more than the crimes they know about.
Oh. Her eyebrows raise and she smiles at you. And she says, consider me intrigued.
Consider me bored that you're not getting to the point.
And she chuckles again. She says, I respect that. And then she ventures over to a corner where there's a kind of behind the counter, and there's a door there, which she opens up into a very, you can see, a very lush looking office, which there are ornaments and upholstery just almost glimmering in the moonlight coming in through the window of her office space. She says, "Care to join me for a drink?"
"After you."
"Thank you." She leads you into, again, this very nice office. There's varnished oak furniture, like black leather chairs, and black velvet sofa, and lots of gold kind of everywhere. Gold ornaments, gold knickknacks. Very nice. But very dark. In its decor. And she gets two like whiskey glasses and pours a drink for each of you. And she makes a point to take a sip of one before handing you yours. And then she sits down.
Okay. I will consider the drink for a moment, then I'll sit opposite.
She says, "So, your crimes. Tell me, were history to repeat itself, and you were given the opportunity again to venture into a life of piracy, would you do it again?"
"Is this a job interview?"
She smiles and just goes to take a sip of her drink and looks into it, and then just looks back at you and says, "Perhaps," before taking a sip.
"I'm afraid you're mistaken. I have other priorities."
"Oh. Well, what sort of priorities might those be?"
"Well, that would defeat the point of the game now, wouldn't it?"
He again smiles back at you and she says, "Forgive me, I am afraid I'm a little ignorant as to what game you are referring to."
"You and I, we deal in dark corners of the world. We lurk in the shadows. We are always playing a game of deceit, deception, and dastardly deeds. The game I'm referring to is a game of crime, a game of secrets. And if I told you all of my secrets, well, then there'll be nothing of me left, and I will be all yours. Likewise goes for you."
He says nothing for a moment. There's a heavy silence in the room. She just stares at you without blinking for what feels like minutes, but it's probably seconds. Almost as though she's looking into your very soul. And then she says, "Do you know who I am?"
"I'm afraid I cannot answer that, no."
"Do you have any suspicions as to who I am?"
"That I'm also scared to start playing a guessing game at."
"Oh, but do humor me, please."
"You run a miners exchange."
"Correct."
"People come through. It would be the perfect place to trade goods, send people out onto missions and pull strings. You are not a low-down rascal. You are someone to be scared of, for you have contacts."
And tell me, young Sergei, do you fear me?
No. Should I?
She takes another sip of her drink and once again just smiles and says, perhaps. She takes her sip, places her glass down, and then she says, well, perhaps some formal introductions are in order. My name is Halia Thornton, and some know me as the Wolf of Phandalin, but very few people know me by that name or title. You are fairly accurate with your perceptions of me. She says, I do indeed have many connections, and my connections have connections, and their connections have connections. I am a member of the Black Network, also known as the Zentarim. And she moves her cloak aside, and on the inside of the cloak, you see a coin upon which, almost pinned to the inside, upon which you can see a motif, almost like a sigil, of a black serpent, winged serpent, not like a dragon, but like a snake with wings, almost diving to the ground, with its jaws wide, chasing after something. You suspect it's like an abstract design. It just looks like a circle that it's trying to get its mouth around. Nice. But it perhaps represents something. You're not entirely sure. Could I get a history check from you, please?
Three.
Yeah. Four. In fact, actually, you can do so with advantage because you have a background in piracy.
Ooh, 18, then.
That's better. You are familiar with the Black Network, and their other name, the Zentarim. They are an unscrupulous network whose goals specifically involve expanding their sphere of influence and power throughout the continent, but most specifically the Sword Coast, which is the region upon which Phandalin sits. The public face of the Black Network is really rather benign, much like with the Phandalin Miners Exchange. They are known to offer goods and services and various other things, whether they be legal or illicit. And quite often, those businesses will get a stranglehold. They'll almost create a monopoly in the area that they're in by racing to the bottom with prices, perhaps sometimes to eliminate the competition, or sometimes just brute force, just getting them out of the way so that they can, again, have a bit of a stranglehold over wherever it is that they are. You have heard from your contacts in the piracy world, should I say, that many of the Black Network almost use languages of family to refer to other members. The whole network itself is one of deception, lies, illicit means of getting what they want, generally an unpleasant organization. Certainly criminal connections for sure,
especially if it starts with a Z. You always know if it starts with a Z.
Indeed. So this obviously is all kind of coming to you at the moment she mentions that she is a member of the Zentarium. And in fact, as you're looking around the room, you're kind of like, yeah, the color scheme of this room probably should have told me everything I needed to know.
Okay. Could I say then to her after she flashes the sigil? What is the task you should have me do?
Well, rather than necessarily an upfront task, I wondered if, given a man of your background, whether or not you would be interested in claiming the sort of power that your, well, your former, what's the word that I'm after? Predator might have once claimed.
I see.
Imagine the influence that you could have. Imagine how many of your friends you could save. Imagine the life you could have. One of comfort, security, stability. And no longer having to look over your shoulder for any other, well, unfortunate incidents creeping up on you.
I'd like to stand up out of my chair, take the drink, and kind of just casually start to look around the room and just look at the walls and stuff while I continue talking. And I'll just go, so, this predator of mine, now they are gone, there is no space. Or there is a space open, vacant, if you will. Is that what you are suggesting?
It is indeed.
Okay. Do you know why they call me the Wailer?
Well, I have heard that your musical skills are, well, they leave a lot to be desired.
No. That is what the average person should think. They call me the Wailer because I hunted whales. It was that simple. They also called me the Wailer because I kill people, and all I leave behind are the wailing screams of mournful families. As I'm saying this, I'm going to pass into a shadow somewhere and cast invisibility on myself.
Okay.
And then I would like to sneak up behind her and just press a dagger into her back and say, and should you ever threaten me, or worse, my friends ever again, should you ever threaten a livelihood, I shall hunt more than whales, little wolf. And then I will take it away and I will try and sneak out and leave. Oh, I've made an enemy.
Would you like to give me a stealth check with advantage because you're invisible?
Please. Okay, that's not too bad. That's literally one better. So that is a 15 plus 2, I believe, or plus 1. Plus 1, so 16 overall.
16. Okay. You hear her call out to you as you are making your way for the door. And she says, I do not need to threaten you, Sergei. It is simple. Join us and prosper. We are everywhere. We can assist anything you need.
I will. As I'm leaving, I will. I'm assuming when I go invisible, it's anything that I'm holding goes invisible for the duration I'm holding it, right? I can't remember.
I'm going to say yes for now.
Okay. So I'm assuming I'm still holding the drink.
Mm-hmm.
I will just. I will subtly try and pour it out, and then I'll leave the empty cup just on my chair. And then, as I'm leaving, I will just go, thank you, Halia. I will see you around.
She says, you won't see us coming. One last time, join us and prosper, or oppose us and suffer.
I'm afraid, Halia. I've heard that many times before. Look where I am. I'll make sure I add you to my list.
And you just hear her mutter, so be it.
I will then leave. Oh God, I've made an enemy. and then I'm going to go find the other guys, I think. That feels like the right time.
Maybe. So where are you going to head to?
Let's start. I'll stay invisible for now. Just for safety. Let's start by heading to the tavern.
Okay. So you head to the Stonehill Inn. It's nighttime now, so it's got a bit of life to it. There's several people around, but you can't see any sign of your fellow party members.
Oh, what were they going? They were going to shops, weren't they? I'll go up to the main bar and I'll become invisible and just ask the barkeeper, hello, have you seen the...
he jumps out of his skin. Oh, Jesus! Well, not Jesus. Who else? Wouldn't be Jesus.
Pelo?
That'll do. Pelo!
Hello, good evening. Have you seen, Thoric about Yay High, Saga about, Yay Muscly and Johan?
Oh, yeah, your friends. They've left a note for you, actually.
Oh, wonderful.
And he hands it to you. And he says, pretty sure they've left town with that dwarf fella, Rockseeker.
Ah, fantastic. And what does the note say?
You open it up. And essentially just says, gone to find the lost mine. And they've kind of given you very, very vague instructions as to basically head southeast into the hills.
Okay, southeast I go. Thank you, Bucky. Enjoy your evening.
Yes, and you. And he looks very confused as you dash away.
Yes.
So you headed straight out.
Yeah.
Out of town, into the night.
Yeah.
To the southeast, into the hills.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't like the way you asked that, Wayne.
No. Just making sure.
Uh-huh.
All right. Yeah. So you, with quick pace, you leave the Stonehill Inn, leave town, and begin headed southeast under the light of the full moon into the foothills of the Sword Mountains. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Bardic Quest. But this not only marks the end of the episode, but the end of this chapter of our campaign. That's right, Chapter 5, Return to Phandalin, is now officially over, as our party leave Phandalin, headed for the Sword Mountains, hoping to find the Forge of Spells within the lost mine of Phandelver. So, with the end of this chapter also means a little short rest from us, so you won't be getting any new episodes of the campaign from us over the next few weeks, but we will be back at the end of July on the 27th of July with some new episodes and an exciting new chapter of the campaign. But do be sure to keep an eye out on our YouTube channel and our social media platforms just in case we happen to drop any additional content just to fill that gap. But for now at least, we'll be taking a short rest and we will see you at the end of July.